Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
How to let go of past hurts and elevate your vibrational frequency. Today we're going to be stepping into the realm of inner healing and transformation, discussing the profound impact that forgiveness has on our energetic field and our ability to attract great things into our life. Forgiveness is way more than just releasing past hurts. Many of you probably know that. It's a real journey. It's a journey of self-discovery, of healing our wounded hearts, consciousness expansion, which of course then leads to a greater sense of empowerment, increased magnetism. So today we're going to unravel the layers of forgiveness, discovering its ability to elevate our vibrational frequency, mend our wounded hearts, and then of course pave the way for a more peaceful, stable, abundant and prosperous future in every single area of our life. So I'm a great believer, forgiveness is where healing begins and where true transformation then begins to flourish. I am Solara Starr, your law of attraction coach and mentor, and I absolutely love, love, love helping you master your manifestations and your life. So let's dive into forgiveness. So what is forgiveness and why is it important for healing, and how does it impact our vibrational field and our manifestations? So forgiveness is a very, very interesting topic for me. There's been a lot of hurts and a lot of pains that I've experienced, and you may be nodding your head as I'm saying this. And it's not one size fits all discussion. It is a journey. It's a journey of self-discovery, as I mentioned. It's a journey of boundaries and learning to communicate. It's a journey of self-forgiveness. It's a journey of returning back to the essence of love and compassion and kindness. So forgiveness is a very, very big conversation. It's an act of releasing resentment, releasing anger or hurt towards ourselves and towards others. I don't know about you, but there's a lot that I have needed to forgive myself for, and more stuff I've become aware of that I need to forgive myself for as I go along as well. And it involves letting go of negative emotions associated with past experiences and choosing to cultivate compassion, understanding, and acceptance instead. I just want to add here that forgiveness does absolutely not mean that we condone or excuse harmful behavior. Not at all. That's what I mean. This is a very, very deep conversation. So we're going to discuss this on the surface level. But, you know, some things that happen to some of us, it's very, very difficult to get our head around, especially when we really are victims of very harmful experiences. So if this is something that you need to do a deeper dive with a qualified therapist or coach or counselor who's used to dealing with trauma, then I highly recommend doing so. So we're just going to discuss this from a law of attraction perspective and why it's important. So instead of condoning or excusing, it's a decision that we make to free ourselves from the emotional pains of past conditioning, of past experiences, and the conditioning that is created as a result of those experiences, and help us to move forward in our life with a greater sense of peace and a greater sense of freedom. And as I've been kind of doing a deeper dive within my own journey of forgiveness, I realized the other day that I actually hold on to not forgiving a person by way of protecting myself. And actually, it was a very, very interesting journey that I went on when I thought, why am I holding on to this resentment? What secondary gain am I experiencing as a result of keeping this person in a place of being bad or wrong or blaming them. Like, how is this resentment and lack of forgiveness? How is this serving me? How is this protecting me? And when I went through that conversation with myself, I came down to the conclusion that actually it was protecting me from being blamed, because all my life, from when I was a little girl, I was blamed for things I didn't do. And it was a way of protecting myself. So there's a part inside of me from when I was younger still trying to protect me. So in my coaching practice, I help to peel away these layers and identify a time in a person's life when this protection mechanism needed to come in, and how for so long it's been serving that person, but actually it's not serving us going forward, because we're not able to elevate our frequency and expand our consciousness as long as we are stuck in these old patterns. So that's a really, really interesting conversation. And at its core, forgiveness is a very deeply personal journey and a hugely transformative process. It does require courage. It requires vulnerability. It requires a willingness to confront painful emotions head on with love and with compassion. And many of us are taught that vulnerability is a weakness. In actual fact, vulnerability is a superpower. And it's when we learn to connect to these parts of us that are hurting so much and fiercely protecting us. And when we're able to connect with those and see the underlying drivers behind some of our behaviors associated with perhaps inability or lack of desire to forgive, we're able to then move forward, getting to the root of the issue rather than keeping ourselves stuck in the realm of blame. Forgiveness involves acknowledging the pain, acknowledging the suffering, allowing us to see the hurt and the pain that we experienced as a result of something that happened. The suffering we may have caused to ourselves, or we may have caused to someone else, but that also entails choosing to see a new perspective on a situation, choosing to release the grip of anger or bitterness that we carry around with us, that weighs very heavy on our heart and very heavy on our mind. And master manifestation is a heart-based energy. When our heart is open and we are able to connect with emotions of love and joy and compassion and peace and understanding, that is when our vibration is at its most powerful. And that is where we start to attract situations, opportunities, people into our life that match that frequency. And that's when manifestations start to happen with a great deal of ease and flow. And when we're on that heart-based energy of creation and manifestation, we're not as tied to or attached to an outcome, because we understand that what is ours by divine right will always come to us. And if something doesn't, the universe has got something better planned. So we are in a space of allowing. And there's that Alexia Chalén song. I think it's Alexia Chalén. I'm not sure if I always get the artist right or not, but you would have heard me singing this particular part of the song before. I'm allowing everything to just be as it comes to me. I'm shining brightly. I'm allowing easily, allowing all my dreams to be in the right timing. And we can connect to the energy of those words through heart-based manifestations, but we can't connect with heart-based manifestations when our heart is closed. and locked and bolted and holding on to all these hurts and these pains and these resentments. So then brings us onto the topic, well, how does forgiveness tie into the law of attraction? We've kind of alluded to that already in our conversation today. The law of attraction teaches us that like energy attracts like energy. And when we operate from a place of forgiveness, understanding, compassion, we align our energy with higher frequencies and attract more of the same into our lives. The universe, God, divine, always, always, always wants to help us to reach our absolute highest potential. And sometimes that requires us to do some inner healing and some clearing work. And that's why forgiveness can have such a powerful impact on our energetic frequency and the ability to attract higher vibrational experiences into our life. So at its very core, forgiveness opens our heart. And by releasing resentments and anger, we create a beautiful space for love, empathy, and compassion to flow freely within us. And this beautiful shift in energy means that we operate from a place of increased positivity, increased expansiveness, joy. And then, of course, we attract more of the same into our lives. But forgiveness isn't just about emotional well-being. It's intricately linked to our physical health. Holding on to grudges and resentment can lead to mental stress, anxiety, physical ailments, which I know a huge amount about. And by embracing forgiveness, or at least being willing to forgive, we connect with inner peace and much more reduced stress. Why did I say willing to forgive? Because actually, sometimes forgiveness can be really difficult to do, especially when we've been so hurt or harmed. But when we start to understand how lack of forgiveness impacts us and all areas of our life, it can be a little bit of an eye-opener, and at least then we might be willing to forgive. So I'm willing to forgive him or her for X, Y, and Z. And even if that doesn't feel right, and even if you think, well, I'm not even willing, I then ask, are you willing to be willing? I was working with a very beautiful lady years ago in one of my workshops, and we were running through a forgiveness process, and we were talking about forgiveness. She said, no, I cannot forgive my ex-husband, no. I said, are you willing to forgive him? And she said, no, because he had hurt her so much. And I said, are you willing to be willing to forgive him? And she sat and thought about it for a while, and she said, no. And I said, well, are you willing to be willing to be willing to forgive him? And she paused, and it felt closer for her, but she still said no. And it was on the fifth one, she said yes. Anyway, she did message me a couple of years later, and she said, guess what? I was like, what? She said, do you remember when we were talking about forgiveness in the You Can Heal Your Life workshop? And I was like, yeah. She said, I'm down to two willings now. I was like, oh, that's amazing. So we can understand that it really is a process. It's not one that can be forced. But if we set our intention to go on a journey of forgiveness, the universe will absolutely support us with the right people, the right information, the right books that we need to help us to go on that forgiveness journey. And maybe that's what's happened today by tuning into this show. And by forgiving, or at least being willing to forgive, or willing to be willing to be willing, we're able to alchemize the pain from these past experiences and move forward in our life, feeling lighter, feeling freer. And of course, this is a perfect energetic formula for great success with manifestation. So when we embark on a forgiveness journey, I also like to have awareness of where I need to forgive myself. And I've mentioned that already today, but I really want to highlight that. It's not just about forgiving other people. It's also forgiving ourselves for things we did or things that we allowed to happen. So in the beautiful yet very challenging realm of relationships, I say that with a smile on my face because it's been something I've been doing a lot of work on my whole life.
Forgiveness is a very powerful catalyst for deeper connections, deeper connection with yourself, first and foremost. And of course, when we have that deeper connection with ourselves, we're more able then to connect on a deeper level with other people. This strengthens our bonds with other people, generates more understanding, and generates more empathy, more harmony in our interpersonal relationships. So by choosing forgiveness, setting the intention of forgiveness, or being willing to be willing to be willing to forgive, we create a very, very beautiful, supported, and nurturing inner environment where deeper connections can absolutely thrive. And I know so well just how challenging relationship breakdowns can be, and you're probably nodding, saying, well, hell yeah. Oh my God, it can often involve really complex dynamics between people. And dare I say it, we all play a part in one way or another in the dynamics of our relationships, whether it's conscious or unconscious. And for me, a lot of my life, it was unconscious. I was so busy blaming and making other people wrong that I didn't realize that actually I was playing a part in some of my experiences. And I noticed patterns and cycles that kept repeating themselves. And I went through a very powerful process, which I offer people when they're ready to go on a journey of forgiveness. It is a 12-week process, and it isn't for the faint-hearted. But if this is speaking to you and you think, oh my word, I really want to do a deeper dive, then do reach out. I do offer a free 30-minute consultation just to see if this is right for you. It's one of the most freeing processes when we realize the part that we've played and how we can show up differently in order to effectuate change, and more importantly, not have to repeat those horrendous, painful patterns and cycles going forward. So I do believe it is important to view the situation with taking responsibility, or at least being willing to see yourself and go through that process of self-reflection. Self-reflection is very, very powerful when it comes to self-development and activating high frequencies, because it means no longer playing that blame game. It only perpetuates feelings of resentment, and it can hinder the healing process when constantly pointing our finger, making the other person bad and wrong, without actually looking at how we may have played a part in the creation of what we experience. So when we take responsibility for ourselves and our actions, our attitudes, and just being willing to acknowledge the role that we may have played, I say may have, because there can be other considerations, then our relationships transform. We show up differently, therefore what we experience differs as well. And also looking for growth opportunities within each situation that we find ourselves in. This is becoming a true winner, a true powerful player in the game of our own life when we're willing to look for growth opportunities. And when we come from it with this level of self-awareness, we can grow from our experiences. And one of my favorite sayings is, it's not what happens to us that makes the difference. It's what we do with what happens to us that makes a difference. But you know what? There may be times, especially with some of the bigger places of where we need to forgive, some of the bigger hurts, it's helpful to know that sometimes we do need additional support and guidance. So seeking support from somebody you trust, a coach, a mentor, a therapist, a counselor, a psychotherapist, it can provide really powerful and very, very valuable insights and tools to navigate relationship challenges effectively. And it can be a real safe space as well to non-judgmentally and compassionately explore emotions, gain clarity, gain new perspectives as well. And of course, learn healthy new tools to help you overcome your pain and make sure you don't repeat those patterns going forward. So forgiveness, my friends, is a journey. And by cultivating, or being willing to cultivate, compassion towards ourselves and others, we can absolutely heal past wounds and move forward into a completely new energetic space and higher vibrational frequency. So I am planning on recording a forgiveness meditation because I think this would be really nice. It's based on the Hawaiian Ho'oponopono prayer. It's so beautiful. So I may do a separate podcast on that actually, because I think that that would be really useful. So for now, just let yourself sink into the information that I have provided today. And I would recommend starting in places in your life that don't have a huge charge. Like if you go for somebody that's really hurt you and stabbed in, that could make it a more challenging process. So just start with little hurts and pains as you get used to the forgiveness process, as you get used to looking at your opportunities for growth, as you get used to peeling away the layers of the onion, then we can move on to some of the bigger ones. I'm just going to write down now the forgiveness meditation, because I will at some point come and record that. And if you have subscribed, you will get notification of that. So please do share this with anybody in your life that may be struggling or suffering with resentment, hurts and pains, because this could very well be the difference that makes a difference for them too. But in the meantime, it has been beautiful to share this information and wisdom with you. Do contact me, solara@solarastar.com, if you'd like to give me a little bit of feedback on how you found the show today. But remember, letting go of past hurts isn't just about the healing the old wound. It is the key to unlocking the magic of the law of attraction in your life. And by releasing, or being willing to release, resentments and embracing forgiveness with an open heart, we do create space for positive energy to flow into our lives. Absolutely then attracting more abundance, love, peace, joy, and all that good stuff that we deserve. Okay, my lovely. So lovely to be with you. Keep a little eye out for notifications. I think on Spotify you can subscribe, or Captivate you can subscribe too. And then we can go on a little bit of a forgiveness journey together. For now, take care of yourselves. Sending you lots of love, and I will be back with you super soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.